Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be A Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Creativity Isn't a Prompt. There's a word that gets used a lot right now. Creativity. And with everything that's available, it's easy to confuse what creativity actually is. Because students can generate things that look creative. They can type something in, get something out, and it feels like something was created. But here's the question. Was it actually creative? Or was it just produced? Before we get into it, I want to ground myself in gratitude. Here are three things that I'm thankful for. The first thing that I'm thankful for is unexpected encouragement. Those moments when someone says something positive out of nowhere, it sticks with you more than you expect. The second thing that I'm thankful for is whiteboards in the classroom, being able to think out loud, sketch ideas, erase, adjust. It makes learning feel active and alive. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is moments when students surprise you, when they say something insightful, funny, or completely unexpected. Those moments remind you why this work matters. Well, let's get back into the main topic, y'all. There's a growing idea right now that creativity can be generated, that if you give the right input, you'll get something creative back. And while tools can produce things that look creative, that's not the same thing. So once again, the topic is that we are going to be focusing on today is creativity isn't a prompt. So let's dig in here. Creativity comes from thinking, not just producing. Creativity, well, it starts in the mind. It involves ideas, connections, and original thought, not just putting something together quickly. When you have a student who wrestles with an idea and comes up with something that's their own, that's truly different than generating something instantly. Thinking is the foundation. It's not just the output. Creativity, it involves struggle and iteration. Creativity, well, creative work, ultimately, it rarely is perfect the first time. It's not. It takes adjusting. It takes revising, trying again. When you have a student who changes their idea halfway through, that process, ooh, it matters. It's not smooth, is it? It's not smooth. It's messy. It can be awkward sometimes. That's really where the creativity develops. Creativity, it grows through the process, not the shortcuts. And we can't skip that. Originality matters. Creativity, it involves bringing something new, even if it's small, even if it's simple. If you have a student expressing an idea in their own way, that originality, it matters. It doesn't have to be perfect. Perfect is not what we're looking for here. It doesn't have to be perfect, but it should be theirs. That's what makes it creative. And prompts can start thinking, but they don't replace it. Prompts can be useful. They can spark ideas. They can get things going. But they're just a starting point. Giving direction is critical, not the final answer. Students will have to think beyond prompts and responses. That's where the creativity lies. Creativity is personal. It reflects the individual, their perspective, their experiences, their way of seeing things. Two students responding differently to the same idea. Think about that. Two students responding differently to the same idea. That's creative. There's a difference there, and that matters because creativity is not a one size fits all. Creativity is not about the best answer. No, sir. No, ma'am. Creativity is not about the best answer. It's about a personal one, and that's what gives it meaning. Let's talk about risk-taking. Risk-taking is part of creativity. Creativity requires trying something new, even if it doesn't work, even if it feels uncertain. Putting out an idea that might not land, that's risk-taking. And that risk matters because safe answers don't lead to creative ones. Students need space to take those risks. Not everything that looks creative is creative. Some things appear creative on the surface, but don't involve real thinking. You can have a polished work that lacks depth. That distinction is critically important to recognize, and it matters because we don't want to confuse appearance with process. Creativity is truly about how it was made, not just how it looks. Creativity needs time. Students need time to think, time to develop ideas, time to refine ideas. It doesn't happen instantly. When an idea gets better over time, that growth is part of creativity, and we have to allow for it. Teachers create space for creativity, or they should. Creativity, it doesn't just happen. It needs an environment to breathe, one that allows for thinking, for flexibility, and for exploration. When we give students room to try different approaches, that space matters because it invites creativity into the learning. Creativity ultimately is a human strength. Creativity comes from being human, from thinking, from feeling, from experiencing, from connecting ideas in unique ways. That's not something that can be fully replicated. It's part of who we are, and that's why it matters. Creativity isn't something you type in and something you just automatically get. Creativity is not that. It's something you develop. I'll say that again. Creativity, y'all, isn't something you type in. It's something you develop. And that's what we should be building. As I do a reflective close here, I want to say this. Don't rush past the process. Don't trade thinking for speed. And don't let creativity become something that just looks good on the surface. Because what matters is what students are actually doing to get there. The thinking, the trying, the adjusting, the ownership. That's the part that lasts. And that's the part worth protecting. Well, if you found value in this podcast, if you found value in this particular episode, or other episodes, all my whole entire podcast, if you found value in it, y'all, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to this podcast or your podcast in general and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers to find this space. Well, as you go into your day, I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah.